Happy New Year. You're tuning in to our playlist special on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Cass Harrington.
And I'm Daryl Scott.
So this whole hour is entirely improvised, although we do have some musicians jumping in for us throughout the hour to help us give you a holiday playlist that we think you deserve.
Yeah, and it's not just tunes from this year. There's a pretty heavy focus on tunes from 2016 that kind of helped get us through the year, but then, you know, some old favorites from decades gone by.
Right, or we just kind of found ourselves listening to again and again or talking about. But essentially, we just thought it's kind of been a rough year on a lot of folks, and, let's celebrate. Let's just have a reason to enjoy some culture from the past year and just have a good time.
Music that we enjoyed and music that helped get us through a very turbulent, very busy, happy, and at times sad year.
Well said, Daryl. So advisory, we are going to do our best not to talk politics. Let's have a good time, Daryl.
Yep, fair enough.
Okay, cool. So that said, let's knock out the first song. What do we have?
Well, kicking us off here on our 2016 playlist here, we have a piece by the Way Down Wanderers. A lot of folks probably familiar with this group here. They're an Illinois-based group, and they make it through our neck of the woods quite often, Cass. I've yet to go see a show because I don't get out much because, we have to get up
We do the thing
super early here. But it's a wonderful little tune called Heading North. This group played summer camp recently. They got a debut album here in 2016, and it's really kind of a nice road piece, a road tune, talking about being on the road, traveling, and trying to meet up with someone who you can't forget about. So Way Down Wanderers, Heading North is the tune that I think we're going to start this off with.
All right, let's have a listen.
Well, I took right off, forgot to flip the light off, lift the things I couldn't hold on. And I might have taken the night off so I could drive and drive to you. Filled my car with gasoline, emptied my head of everything that wasn't true. Road signs and exit frames meant some chances of giving a damn. Well, now I do. Well, I've never seen your kind, so if you don't mind, I'll spend all of my time with you. So if you don't mind, I'll spend all my time with you.
So that was the Way Down Wanders performing Heading North. That was Daryl Scott's first pick for our New Year's Eve Looking Back playlist program. I'm Cass Harrington. And so that was track number 10, if we're counting down, as if we're counting down the new year.
Sure, why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, why not? Good pick because it just sounds like a wandering song.
Yeah, it's good. You know, everybody has that playlist that they like to queue up if they're going on a little road trip.
Yeah.
And that's on one of mine. And Cass, we were talking in that last couple of minutes there about resolutions. You know, bands like this kind of make it through the region here, play some concerts. I think that should be a resolution for myself and a lot of folks who don't get out. You see a group, you're like, yeah, I should go see them, and you don't buy tickets, you don't go. If it's something you want to do, something you want to see, I think everyone should get out and see some live music.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, why not?
I think my resolution is to just be nice. Not that I'm like not nice, I don't think.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, I just feel like, you know, people are having a rough way to go, and I feel like I should make a little extra effort just to be nice.
Well, that's very nice, Cass.
It is nice. It's nice.
Awful nice of you.
Well, let's move into track number two, which is my pick. And
awesome.
And I'm starting to notice as I've got my list in front of me that there's a lot of genre bending in my songs. This one kind of encapsulates that. It's by Beyoncé, but it's a country song called Daddy Lessons. And it actually stirred up a little bit of controversy this past year. She performed it at the Country Music Awards, and it sparked this whole conversation about what is country music, because, you know, hardcore fans who have their own perception of what it is argued that it wasn't. But other people on, you know, historians, on the other hand, say, well, guess what? Slaves brought bluegrass and country music to the antebellum South. So, in fact, she was kind of waking up country, saying, this is where you come from. So this is the song Daddy Lessons by Beyoncé. And, yeah, howdy.
Texas. With his tea, and we rode motorcycles, blackjack, classic vinyl. Tough girl is what I had to be. He said, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister. And all that when he gave to me with his gun. Second Amendment. Ooh. He always played it cool, but Daddy was no fool. And right before he died, he said, remember. He said, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister. That's when Daddy looked at me. Oh. that shoot. Oh, my daddy says shoot. Cause when trouble comes to town and men like me come around, oh, my daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot.
That was a piece by Beyonce, part of our New Year's Eve playlist. That was number 9 if you're counting at home. Daddy Lessons by Beyonce, Cass Harrington's pick on our New Year's Eve playlist. I'm Daryl Scott. You know, Cass, that, you know, we were talking in the beginning there about how it kind of bent some of the genre there of country music. I remember people saying the same thing, you know, 20-some years ago when Shania Twain's popularity was really big. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, people question, you know, well, you can't have like an electronic drum machine in country. Well, why not?
Right.
And that was a really, really neat piece.
Yeah, I mean, music is constantly evolving. And if you want to get to something that's pure, then, well, you should go back centuries to when we were banging on tree roots. I mean,
right.
You know, nothing, everything is constantly evolving and influenced by other cultures moving in and mixing. So I love that track. It starts with a yeehaw, a little nod to, you know, her upbringing in Houston. So that was number 9. What's next? We're on number 8.
Oh, number 8, Cass. We're going to kind of look back. I know it's kind of cliche to, you know, look back at all the folks who we've lost in the arts this year. But one artist in particular that I think a lot of people didn't necessarily realize had written so much stuff, Leonard Cohen. We heard a lot of his music. We heard a lot of interviews towards the end of his life here on Fresh Air and other programs. He had an album that was just released, and it's called You Want It Darker. When I heard it on Fresh Air, I think it was earlier in the fall or maybe late summer, the interview just blew me away. And, of course, you know, the song itself was just great because it's kind of, he's got that gravelly delivery, the kind of the dark, sinister poetry. And, you know, everybody remembers him for Hallelujah and some of the earlier work. And that is a beautiful piece. I remember when Katie Lang sang that at the Vancouver Olympics and the closing ceremonies, I like almost cried. It's just great.
It's powerful stuff because he just knows when to draw out one word or emphasize something. And you're right in calling it poetry. I mean, in some ways, I see him as a storyteller.
Very much so. Very much. And you know, he passed away a few weeks ago. I think it was earlier in November. And, you know, the first thing I did was I put his stuff on repeat. And this song, You Want It Darker, just kind of just kept showing up in my playlist. So here it is tonight.
Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. Hey, nanny, hey, nanny, I'm ready, my lord. There's a lover in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker. We kill the flame. They're lining up the prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons, they were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker. The healer, I'm broken. the glory, mine must be the shame. You want it darker.
That was You Want It Darker by Leonard Cohen. That was chosen by Daryl Scott on our Top 10 Countdown. Daryl, wow. You know, of course, a nod to a fallen artist this past year. But you said you've been listening to this album. That is a downer.
Yeah, I probably should mix it up a little bit.
this is a party playlist.
Yeah. We're gonna cheer up a little bit.
We'll pick you all back up. But tell me, I mean, where do you go when you're listening to that album?
That's another of my, you know, late night road trip. You know, I've got to drive a couple hours. I'm gonna just put that on. It's got that nice steady beat. And then there's other times where it's just, you know, like, it's been a long week. I'm just going to kind of chill out and
dim
the lights.
I can see
that.
Okay.
You know, just kind of relax. It's contemplation music.
Do you have this problem where you come home from work and you're just over everything? Like, you just don't want any sound, any flashing lights? Just
Sometimes.
Okay.
The news, working in... in broadcasting is a lot of fun. But, yeah, there's a lot of stimulation, I guess. So, yeah, it's the same with you, I imagine.
I think it's kind of like the way I recharge my batteries. I just kind of light a few candles. Maybe there's a little bossa nova, and then I don't really want stimulating conversation.
Sure, instrumental stuff is great.
Yeah. Well, so speaking of some kind of odes to people we lost this past year, I selected Prince. He, for me, was just an icon of, it's okay to be completely unique. When you have to understand, Cass as a high school student was awkward times 10. And I really saw something in Prince that was just really validating. He doesn't, again, with my genre bending themes, he doesn't really fit into one category. He's a little bit of funk, a little bit of R&B, and then you've got rock and roll, and his whole persona is an entirely different story. So I was so sad to hear when he died. I picked a happy song because that captures his energy. And by the way, this is a party playlist show. So here's the song "I Would Die for You" by Prince. Thank you.
That was I Would Die For You by Prince, back from 1984. Cass Harrington's pick on our New Year's Eve playlist here on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. Cass, what can we say about Prince? I mean, the guy was, there was nothing like him.
No, and you know what, a little something extra. That song, it recharted on the Billboard after he died.
I did not
know that. Yeah, so he died in April. In May, it was number 39.
Amazing.
So, and it kind of segues into the next song. It seems like the 80s got a lot of love this year. I don't know if that's just a testament to your generation growing up and working
probably
in management at media organizations. But so this is a band called Making Movies. They live in Kansas City. Two of them are from Panama. Two are from Mexico. And a lot of their music blends rock and roll with like salsa and just in merengue and really classic sounds from the Caribbean. And but here's what they did, a cover of the 80s song Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. I think that came out in the mid 80s.
Yeah, great song.
So
one of my favorites.
A little throwback with a modern twist, and it just came out this year. So this is Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Making Movies.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world. It's my own desire. It's my own remorse. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and of pleasure. Nothing ever lasts forever. Everybody wants to rule the world. There's a room where the light won't find you. Married with a lack of vision. Everybody wants to rule the world. Say that you'll never, never need it. One headline, why believe it? Everybody wants to rule the world. All for freedom.
Of Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World by the group Making Movies. Cast so many layers to that song,
mm-hmm.
and the syncopation. I love covers. Some people like, you know, it's covers, you know. I absolutely love it because it offers people a chance to put a different spin on something,
mm-hmm.
and that works so well. That's a great piece.
Yeah, well, and something that one of the performers of Making Movies told me is that you can salsify any song. There's an instrument in salsa. It's two wooden sticks that you hit together, and it's called the clave. And so, I mean, they do a lot of interesting covers, but, you know, they also play the classics and their own stuff. But anyway, so a little throwback looking forward. an immigrant's take on an 80s rock song.
Love it. Absolutely love it. There's really no good segue for this next one, Cass. I'm kind of a boring person.
No, you're not boring.
No, I am. I'm pretty boring, and I order the same thing at restaurants. I pretty much wear the same five outfits.
Life's too short to try something that's just meh. Right. You know what you like.
I know what I like. The other thing that I like is the occasional drum and bass. I kind of like a lot of heavily synthesized, upbeat, kind of intelligent dance music from time to time. And that kind of just doesn't jive. A lot of people like, you know, if I'm driving with somebody and I got my music playing, they're like, "You like this stuff?" I'm like, "Yeah." What's wrong with it? There's an artist by the name of Machine Drum. His real name's Travis Stewart, uh-huh. and he's from North Carolina. And he was a high school marching band snare drummer, and was really into, like, you know, lots of interesting syncopated beats and what do you call it?
Techie stuff.
Tech stuff. He also got into electronic music, drum machines, samples, programming, stuff like that. And we're going to play a piece off of a new album that is out called Human Energy. And he's had several albums over the years. He's done remixes for people. This is a piece called Celestial Levels. And I kicked myself because I almost went to see him. He did a show up in Chicago in early November on a Thursday afternoon in a grocery store. Bizarre. The guy's kind of weird. But I really like his stuff. And it's, if you're going to do something, you're going to do something outdoors, you're going to pump yourself up, this is the kind of stuff that I put on. So Celestial Levels by Machine Drum, a.k.a. Travis Stewart.
And real quick, let's do some math. How many, what number is this?
This would be, I think we're on number six.
So counting down.
Are we on number four?
So this is number six. So number four. Okay. This is number four.
This would be number four.
This is number four, Daryl's pick, Celestial Levels.
Celestial Levels by Machine Drum, the artist who is also known by the name of Travis Stewart, on Peoria Public Radio on our New Year's Eve playlist. I'm Daryl Scott, along with Cass Harrington.
Feliz Año Nuevo. We're like, you know, almost 2 hours away from the new year.
Yeah. It's exciting. I'm looking forward to 2017. How about you?
I am. I'm going to take good care of myself. I'm all about that self-care.
Good plan.
Take care of other people without exerting too much energy.
That's an even better plan.
Yeah. So, okay, Celestial Levels, that was kind of a time warp.
There's some, like, video game kind of sounds.
I could hear a little Sega Genesis in there.
Yeah, and I was a huge Sega Genesis fan, not Super Nintendo. Sorry, folks. I liked Super Nintendo, but I was definitely the Sega kid.
So, you brought us forward. We were talking about the 80s, kind of scooting along here to the present. What is pick number five?
I think we have some, Jim James?
We do have Jim James. Oh, sweet. This is my pick.
Yes.
So, are you familiar with Jim?
I am not.
Okay.
I'm going to be.
Well, he is from my hometown of Louisville, Kentucky.
Awesome.
He's part of the band My Morning Jacket. And so this year he came out with a single album called Eternally Even. And he really, at least as far as my familiarity with his music hasn't been particularly political, and we said we're not getting political on the show.
Sure.
I'll leave this up to the listener to interpret the meaning of this song. It's called Same Old Lie, and it just speaks about cynicism. And I think 2016 was a year kind of marked with cynicism in some respects. We saw it in music and in even in comedy. And so here's that that track, and then we'll talk some more. So it's Same Old Lie by Jim James.
Same Old Lie by Jim James, Cass Harrington's pick on our New Year's Eve playlist here on Peoria Public Radio. What number are we on now, Cass?
That was number 8.
Okay, so we're on number 8. Math is not my forte.
No, me neither. That's why we're in communications.
And we're doing music tonight, so
yeah.
Why not? Jim James, is the group My Morning Jacket still kind of a thing?
Yeah, they're still a thing. Sometimes he kind of wanders off and does his own quirky thing, because he's a strange dude. I mean...
In a good way.
Yeah, but no diss. Like, I would want to spend a few hours hanging out with him. I think it would be enlightening.
Sure.
So he's from Louisville, and one time they performed, they all came out wearing Colonel Sanders outfits, just white suits with the bolo tie.
Just because
it's Kentucky.
Love it.
So that was Same Old Lie, kind of a downer on our holiday party playlist. So let's pick it back up.
All right, I'm going to pick it up a little bit. We're going to keep things moving with a little John Batiste. Here's a piece called It's All Right. He's also gotten an artist who has gotten a lot of press on NPR and saw him on CBS, the Sunday morning show. I think he was also on Here and Now recently.
He's a genius.
He's great. If you stay up late, which a lot of us here in this room don't, because we got to work early, but if you stay up late and watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, you're probably very well familiar with this gentleman. He's super talented, a genuine musician. He's got that rich jazz sound, and I like this being a former tuba player, Cass, because this cut here on this album, it's got some tuba in it.
I didn't know you played tuba.
I was a band geek.
Did people throw wet socks into it?
No, they were really nice. They just said, can you move? I can't see the football game. But yeah, John Batiste and Stay Human, It's All Right, Why You Gotta, from the album Social Music.
It's All Right by John Batiste, Daryl's pick. As we wind down the clock here on 2016, we are picking our favorite songs from 2016, or just songs that we caught ourselves listening to over and over again. And dang, that's a good one.
Oh, thanks.
It is just dripping with soul and flavor.
I love it. And there's so many, the rich instrumentation in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a timeless piece. I think that piece would have been great 30 years ago or even longer.
Yeah, definitely.
nice beat to it.
Well, so that was upbeat. We're gonna slow down again.
I don't want to be like this, like the sad little panda here, but this next piece is it's kind of my go-to, and this is not a new piece. I drag a lot of stuff out. I used to do a jazz show years and years ago, and I kind of have like a rotating stable of favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I've got friends over and I'm doing a barbecue, I've got, you know, I'll play like these three or I'll do this. This year, we had as a society, as a station, as a person, I think there was a lot of ups and downs. There were more downs, I think, this year for a lot of us.
Definitely. Like on a local, state, national, global level, there was just something.
Something in the air. We personally, I lost a couple of friends this year. We had some family things that popped up that just weren't really great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get through them like we always do. We're human and, you know, we kind of look forward and move forward. But when I wanted to kind of have that pensive, somber, boo-hoo, woe is me kind of mood, I dragged this one out. It's Pepper Adams from the 1968 album Encounter, and it's a Billy Strayhorn piece called Star-Crossed Lovers. Really sad song. If you want to have a little contemplation by yourself, this is what you drag.
But that's the wonderful thing of being human is out of sadness, you get things like this. You get music, mm-hmm. which can give you solace. So let's have a listen to that, Star-Crossed Lovers by Pepper Adams.
That was Pepper Adams' Star-Crossed Lovers, a cover of a Billy Strayhorn piece off a 1968 album. We heard Zoot Sims on the tenor sax, Pepper Adams on Barry, Ron Carter on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. A really nice lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a sad song, but, you know, sometimes you need to take a little...
It's beautiful. I might borrow that album sure. from you and spend a Sunday morning with it. That's pretty stuff.
Well, glad you liked it.
So my last pick. Wow, how did we get to number 10?
We're down to number one. We're
are
done.
We down or one or 10 or however
we're, doing this.
We're mathematicians.
What's our final
so
pick here?
We are sadly wrapping up our New Year's Eve playlist program. And we have reached our final pick, and the countdown will officially happen in just a few hours. Meantime, you will have a party playlist. And here's number 10. It's from the Broadway musical Hamilton, and I don't know if you know anything about that. If not, it is a total riff on a Broadway musical. It's all rap. It's all hip-hop. And this song averages at 6.3 words per second.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quick.
It is. And it's a conversation between Aaron Burr, George Washington, and Lafayette. And so they're talking about how great Alexander Hamilton is. Spoiler alert, he is the focus of the show.
I wouldn't have guessed that for the title.
Yeah. So I figured, you know, on this program about time winding down, we'd do this really strange time mashup that goes back to 1770 whatever.
Perfect.
All right, so here's the song Guns and Ships from the Broadway musical Hamilton.
How does a ragtag volunteer army in need of a shower somehow defeat a global superpower? How do we emerge victorious from the quagmire? Leave the battlefield waving Betsy Ross's flag higher? Yo, turns out we have a secret weapon, an immigrant you know and love who's unafraid to step in. He's constantly confusing, confounding the British henchmen. Everyone give it up for America's favorite fighting Frenchman! I'm taking this horse, smell of rains, wicked red coats, weather with blood stains. And I'm never gonna stop until I make a drop of random up and scatter the remains down. Watch me engaging them, escaping them, and raising them out. I go to France for more fun. I come back with more guns and ships, and so their balance shifts.
We rendezvous with Rochambeau, consolidate their gifts.
We can end this war in Yorktown, cut them off at sea, but for this to succeed, there's someone else we need.
I know.
Hamilton. So he knows what to do in the trench, ingenuitive and fluent in French, I mean.
Hamilton.
So you're gonna have to use him eventually. What's he gonna do on the bench, I mean?
Hamilton.
No one has more resilience or matches my practical tactical brilliance.
Hamilton.
You want to fight for your land back?
Hamilton.
I need my right-hand man back.
Yeah. Get your right-hand man back. You know you gotta get your right-hand man back.
Hamilton.
I mean, you gotta put some button to the lander, but the sooner the better to get your right-hand man back.
Alexander Hamilton, troops are waiting in the field for you. If you join us right now, together we can turn the tide. Oh, Alexander Hamilton, I have soldiers that will yield for you. If we manage to get this right, they'll surrender by early light. The world will never be the same, Alexander.
So that was Guns and Ships from the Broadway musical Hamilton, written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. That was number 10 on our countdown, and I thought it's kind of been recurring in the news, pop culture. Somehow Hamilton, one way or another, has made it into a news headline or two this past year.
Sure.
But I think with merit. It took Lin-Manuel Miranda 6 years to produce that play.
Wow.
And 1 year just to do the first song.
Incredible.
That's how much time he sweated over the lyrics and the instrumentation. And so I think good things take time. Like our Constitution.
Yeah, it's a good history lesson.
Like
for
our
us.
Bill of Rights. and so with that, that's a wrap, man.
That's a wrap. We had enjoyed putting this together for you. Hope you enjoyed listening to it. And from all of us here at the station, we wish you nothing but good things in the year to come here, 2017. Have a happy and safe new year from all of us here at WCBU Peoria Public Radio.
I'm Cass Harrington.
And I'm Daryl Scott.
We'll see you in the new year. Just real quick before we go, all of the songs you heard tonight are online. We've got the playlist posted at peoriapublicradio.org for you to share at your New Year's Eve gathering. So enjoy.